o'clock. Have a great honeymoon. And remember, this is the first day of the rest of your prison term. No, I didn't mean that. Listen, I love Krista. I love you. I'll be here waiting for you when you get back, man. It'll be great. Just the three of us.
That was Stewie, my best man, and my best friend back in Big River since we were 4 years old. I'm still trying to figure out what happened, how I could have let it happen, why I didn't see. April 3rd. I'm married. No, that's not when I got married. I got married February the 15th, so it's been like 7 weeks. We went to New York for 5 days for our honeymoon. We saw 3 Broadway shows, but it was kind of awkward. Krista brought her wheelchair because we knew we were going to be doing a lot of walking, and it's always awkward. It tires you out, even if they have okay facilities for wheelchairs, especially if it snows. One night we were walking, well, I was walking and pushing Krista along, and there were a lot of people out on the street hurrying this way and that way, and there was a kind of throbbing excitement everywhere, and we passed this club with real steep steps on 32nd Street, and I recognized the name. It was the place where Jay McInerney and Fran Lebowitz and all the hot New York writers go sometimes. You could hear music inside and see people in the windows talking and laughing. And I just, like, stopped, stood there, staring up at the place.
What's the matter?
Nothing.
Great music.
Yeah.
Do you want to go in?
I can't. It's too steep.
Prices or the stairs?
Both.
Well, let's get going then.
Suddenly, I felt weird about everything. There I was on my honeymoon with the person I loved more than anyone in the world, and my child was snuggled right there in her tummy. And all I could think of was that I'd never be able to go into a place like that and talk about my novel. Never be free to chase whatever opportunities came along wherever they lead me. I was a 20-year-old cab driver with a wife in a wheelchair and a kid on the way. Jeez. I didn't even know why I was thinking that. I didn't want to think that. I couldn't trust myself to say anything all the way back to the hotel. I sat in our room in silence and pretended I was reading. Krista just looked at me.
No, it doesn't surprise me a bit. Now, most guys, they have second thoughts, also known as why doesn't somebody just take me out and shoot me about a year before? Maybe 6 months, or maybe the night before the wedding, but not you. You wait till after the wedding. That's why you call Flash Flash. I just feel rotten, that's all. Thinking about stuff like that, but I can't get it out of my head.
No, it's because of your personality type. You're a B or C or something.
Oh, jeez.
No, I read it. It's true. You're repressed. That means you're always holding everything inside. That's you, man. You've always been like that. Cool on the outside, Mr. Nice Guy, and all screwed up on the inside. You don't know what you feel because you don't ever let it out.
What type are you?
I'm an A.
You would be.
It's not a contest, man. Hey, it'll be okay. You and Krista? It's the smartest thing you ever did, Flash.
Yeah.
So when's he gonna get his own place? Feels like he's been around forever.
Who, Stewie?
Is there somebody else here I don't know about? Of course, Stewie.
Soon. He just got a job.
How soon is soon?
8 days, 22 hours, 14 minutes, and 12 seconds.
Dirty clothes all over the place. Never hangs up a washcloth. Half-empty beer bottles, cigarette butts floating around in them. There was a whole package of bacon here yesterday, and now it's gone.
Jeez, will you quit screeching?
Guess what, Walker?
What?
You're reading the paper, and I'm making supper, right?
Right.
Yeah, well, now you're reading the paper. I'm watching TV. And no one's making supper, you jerk.
Yeah? Well, then I'll go out and eat.
Go on, then.
I will.
Go on! Go on!
Don't you... Jeez!
We weren't getting along so well, I guess. And we both knew it wasn't really because of Stewie. Stewie. I was, like, preoccupied. I mean, about being married, or I would have seen something, picked up on something. After the wedding, he stayed with us because he wanted to go to college in the fall. He liked Toronto. And Krista said okay because he was fun and he was my friend. We just moved into this new apartment. It was on the ground floor with a sliding patio door that led right outside, so it was really convenient. Krista loved it. It was all newly painted and it had new carpets and there was a little bedroom for the baby, except Stewie was sleeping in there for now. and kind of making a mess of it. And then he came in one day and said he'd met a woman.
Yeah. Terrific. Yeah, well, she's pretty terrific, too. I mean, I just met her, but what can I tell you? I'm in love.
That's wonderful, Stewie. I'm really happy for you.
Yeah.
Does she have her own place?
Hey, whoa, I'm fast, but, you know, this could be a very serious relationship. You know, she's just, like, very, very sweet and gentle and big brown eyes. She's an intellectual.
How can you tell?
We met in the library, man. The reference library, the big one. I was looking up college calendars, and she was doing some kind of research, so, you know, I don't want to rush things. Tonight, we're going to go to a movie, then we'll do the cappuccino thing, and then we'll go to her place.
1 minute, Stewie was roaring around Toronto in his pickup truck with the oversized tires, and the next moment, he was in love. It was a little like watching a rogue elephant getting hit between the eyes with a dum-dum bullet. Suddenly, all Stewie wanted to do was be with her, and if he couldn't be, then he'd just hang around her apartment, lying on the couch, watching Fred Astaire movies, or just staring up at the ceiling with a goofy look on his face, and you knew he was thinking of her. Leanne.
She wears a wig.
Who does?
She does, Leanne. She has to.
Why? Is there something wrong with her hair?
No, it's great. It's blonde. She showed it to me under the wig. No, it's something else, like, it's private.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's okay.
Well, it's like she's married.
Oh?
Yeah. Her old man, he's like a lunatic. When she was away at some teacher's convention, he threw some kind of jealous fit, And when she got back, he was gone. There wasn't one stick of furniture left in the apartment. He got rid of everything. Her clothes, her jewelry, everything. About a week later, he grabbed her in this parking lot, shoved her head right through the glass in her car window.
Oh, God.
Bastard. That's what he is. She's sort of on the run, you know, trying to hide from this guy. Hmm. I feel so sorry for her. You know, and I feel angry, too. She says don't worry about it. Just be her friend.
That's right, Stewie. Just be her friend.
I'm trying.
It was about another 3 weeks before Krista and I first met Leanne. Stewie was even crazier about her than before. He was washing his clothes twice a week, and he was growing a red beard to go with his red hair because Leanne liked men with beards, especially if they were neatly trimmed. She was shy and didn't want to meet anyone, but Stewie thought it would be good for her, get her mind off her crazed husband. Besides, he wanted to show her off. So Krista and I just happened to be sitting in a restaurant on Carlton Street when Stewie and Leanne came in after seeing a show.
Hey, look! Look who's here! Hey, Stewie, how you doing?
Hey, hi, guys. What a surprise. What are you doing here,
man?
We were thinking about buying a Dougie Gilmore sweater, but it was too expensive, so we came in here instead.
Yeah? Who for?
Well, me, of course.
Sit down. I mean, if you want.
Yeah, sure. Leanne Carson. This is Krista and Flash. Walker, you know, the weirdos I live with.
Hi.
Hi.
And this is Leanne.
Hi.
Oh, come on, sit down there.
Stewie talks a lot about you, Leanne.
Yeah.
Nice to meet you.
Thanks. So, you're just, sitting here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we're eating, of course. And that's why we're here, why we came in.
Yeah.
Indeed. Oh. You wanted to get a Dougie Gilmore sweater, right?
Yeah.
I bet Leanne doesn't even know who Dougie Gilmore is.
No.
Yeah, you see? Leanne's a teacher. Well, she's not a teacher right now, but she used to teach. Where was it?
At the Allen B. Public School.
Allen B. Public School, wherever the hell that is. Oh, pardon my French. She reads a lot of books, don't you?
Stewie thinks it's remarkable that I read books. Apparently he's never seen anyone read a book before.
Ha! Sure I have. Flash here, he reads books all the time. He even wrote one. Hey, maybe Leanne could read your book sometime.
Sure.
Novel. Oh, I'd love to. I'll look for it in the library.
Well, it's not in the library.
It's not published yet. Oh.
No, right. It's just
You know, it's like a manuscript, but it's making the rounds, so I'm hoping.
Someday.
Yeah.
Well, good luck with it.
Thank you.
Stewie, I'm afraid I'm going to have to run now.
Why?
Because. Are you coming? It was very nice to meet you.
Yeah. Nice to meet you. Yeah, well, we got to run. See you later.
Hey, wait up!
Angie Gray. Uh-huh.
Oh, rats. I didn't even get to ask her how big her place was. Like, does she have an extra room? Or a wide bed or something?
She seems kind of sophisticated for Stewie.
Anyone who can put one foot in front of another one is too sophisticated for Stewie.
Well, then, that leaves you out.
What?
Oh, Jesus, Krista. I'm sorry. I didn't mean... Krista, don't go, Krista! Oh, my God, what did I just say? Doing?
Krista was out of the restaurant and hurrying down the street before I could pay our bill and get out the door. I caught up to her just as she was starting down the steps into the subway, even though we'd driven downtown. I came up behind her, put my hand on her shoulder, and she wheeled around with one of her crutches and nearly took my head off. I let her go, and she labored slowly down the stairs and disappeared into the crowd.
Hey.
Hey.
You want one?
No. Nah.
Okay, I'll have two. She's still not talking.
No.
Boy, 3 days now, you really screwed up.
Mm.
Ah!
Yeah.
What's the score?
3-1 Leafs.
So what are you going to do? You got to do something. Would you buy some flowers?
Oh, no, man. It's too heavy. Flowers won't do it. I should buy myself a new brain.
You know what I think? I think I might be in the way.
No.
No, you guys, you're just married. You need privacy, right? I mean, I bet you wouldn't even be fighting if it wasn't for me.
Yes, we would. It's me. It's all me. I don't know what's going on in my head.
Maybe you're scared.
What are you talking about? I'm not scared. About what?
Being a husband? Being a father? Forever? You're a father forever, you know. Maybe you're afraid of screwing up?
I want to be a husband and a father.
And a famous writer.
Yeah.
So what's stopping you? Write. Do all three. You'll be really something, man.
Yeah.
You sure you don't want the other one?
No. Thanks, Stewie.
Okie dokie.
Well, I've been thinking about moving in with Leanne.
All right,
yeah. I've been wanting to all along, but she's very shy.
Oh?
Yeah, so the opportunity hasn't come up. Well, she's living in this furnished apartment hiding out from her old man. It's like hard on her nerves.
Right.
She has a hard time, like, you know... Relaxing.
Relaxing.
Yeah. You know.
Oh.
Relaxing. Shut up. So that's why I'm still here, man. Just so you know.
So do you think she's going to, like, relax soon?
I don't know. Oh, why am I laughing? I'm going to go nuts and I'm going to start climbing trees, man. She's great, though. Mm. And Inchy, what do you think?
Well, yeah. I mean, I just met her that once, quickly. She seems like great. Nice wig.
Yeah, well, she has to wear the wig.
And dark glasses. And mysterious.
Scared.
Last night was sort of weird. We were driving along in her sports car. It's an Audi, man. What a dynamite car. Anyway, she makes a right turn on a red light without stopping. And this cop pulls us over, gives us a ticket.
So he's making out the ticket, and he says, your address still Hibble Street? And she says, yes.
Hibble Street? I don't know it.
Well, she doesn't live there, of course, because that's where she lived with her husband, but that's not the weird thing. I go to put the ticket and her ownership back in the glove compartment, and I notice on the ownership her last name's Benbrook, not Carson, so I ask her about it, and she says she's reverted to her maiden name.
Well, that makes
sense. Yeah, yeah, but what I didn't tell her was that I saw the first name, too, and it wasn't Leanne, it was Justine, Justine Benbrook. If you go back to your maiden name, you don't change your first name, too.
No. Well, Leanne could be like a pet name or...
No, I don't know. Sometimes I've gone around to her place a couple of times during the day and she's not there. And later when I ask her if there's anything new, she says, no, I've just been hanging around the apartment all day. So I don't know. I think there's something going on that she's not telling me. I really love her. I want to find out, and I don't want to find out, you know?
Yeah. I know.
What's this?
A present.
Oh. It's not my birthday.
No.
Oh, gee, number 93, a Dougie Gilmore sweater. Oh, it makes a neat maternity outfit, eh?
Yeah. Krista, I'm really sorry.
About what? That I can't put one foot in front of the other one, right? That you're married? What?
No, what I said, it was disgusting.
But you meant it.
No. No, I didn't mean it. Krista... I love you. Jeez, I love you. I've got to hold you right now or I'm going to die. I'm just kind of scared of screwing up.
Screwing up what?
Everything. I took it out on you.
Walker, I'm scared too.
Jeez.
Hey, I like my sweater. A lot. Aren't you going to come here?
Once Krista and I got things straightened out a little between us, it was like breathing again, like coming up for air. And then I did start to think a little more about Stewie. I did. I called Allenby Public School. Neither a Leanne Carson nor a Justine Benbrook had ever worked there.
No kidding.
Never heard of her. Either one of her.
Yeah? Well, don't worry about it, man. She'll tell me what's going on, you know, when she's ready. But thanks for looking out for me.
Things are going great.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Man.
Ah. Sounds like she's more relaxed.
Tell me about it. Look, I think I'll be moving out soon. If you guys don't mind.
No, that's all right. But, remember, like, Toronto's different than Big River, eh? It'd be nice, you know, if you knew who she was. Stewie just grinned at me. Didn't even look like Stewie with his trimmed ad man's beard. And ordered another round. I had just one more. I had to get home to Krista so we could have supper, go into work, Krista dispatching, me driving cab. Stewie was going to meet Leanne later. He gave me the thumbs up sign, and I waved as I left the bar.
I'm pregnant. I can't remember anything. What's Leanne's last name again?
Carson. You want some more liver?
I hate liver.
The doctor says eat liver. Eat liver.
Not that name. The other one.
Justine Benbrook.
Right. Benbrook.
Here. Why?
Well, I was with Daddy again today going through some of his books.
Mm-hmm.
And he took a real loss on a company called Benbrook and Son, so I noticed the name. They were a holding company for a franchise food outfit. Down Home Chicken.
Mm, they went broke.
Yeah. And they have a lot of ex-franchise holders and creditors and investors after them, so I just thought if she's one of those Benbrooks, maybe that's why she's hiding. I mean, the woman is obviously hiding.
Yeah, but to avoid what?
Maybe some kind of writ? A subpoena?
Right. Or trying to squirrel away some asset somehow?
Maybe.
It still doesn't explain what she'd want with Stewie. I mean, if it isn't love, if she is that Benbrook.
Walker, Stewie's kind of... he's our friend. You better find out.
Inspector Kiss, homicide.
Hi, Inspector. It's me, Walker. Inspector?
You found another body, right?
No, Inspector Kiss, there's no body. It's just like me asking a question.
I'm up to my neck in stiffs here, kid. I mean, what am I, the answering lady?
Jeez.
Yeah, all right, all right. I'm sorry, I'm having a bad day. What?
If you want to find the names and addresses of the owners of a private company, is that like public information? I mean, where would you look?
Are you on a case, or are you looking to invest money?
Well, I guess I'm on a case. You know Down Home Chicken?
They went broke.
Yeah, well, the controlling company was Benbrook and Son, and I'm trying to find out if one of the owners was named Justine Benbrook.
No.
No?
No, the department got involved in that one big time. I know all about it. Harold Benbrook and his father, Charles, the son, real sweetheart, he expanded Benbrook and Son into the import business. Cocaine, heroin.
What?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he was embezzling funds from the company to cover front-end payments on the drugs his father didn't know anything about. He got real greedy. Little Harold went for the big score, but the good guys infiltrated the operation, and he got busted before he could recoup his investment. The money was gone, so was his father's company. Poor old bugger was so upset he had a stroke.
Jeez.
Yeah, Jesus, right. But Harold made a deal. Served 6 months minimum security because he named names and sent down two principals in the big-time drug ring. Far as I know, we've been protecting the little sleaze ever since.
We left a message on the kitchen table for Stewie to call us as soon as he got in from the Yams. I dropped Krista off, picked up the cab I was driving for the night, and headed straight over to the reference library before they closed. Hi. Toronto Star and Toronto Sun microfiche, please. Between, say, February 1st and the end of March 92. Inspector Kiss was close on the leads of the Benbrook trial, so it didn't take long to find. It was big and splashy. Drugs, organized crime, death threats. But there was no mention of a Justine Benbrook anywhere. And then, on the front page of the Sun, February 16th, I saw it. Or I should say, him. A large color photograph of Harold Benbrook coming down the steps of the courthouse. He was carrying his overcoat over his arm and looked straight at the camera with a kind of grim smile. Red hair and neatly trimmed red beard. He was a dead ringer for Stewie. Krista? Krista?
Hey, Walker. You find anything out?
Oh, yeah. Stewie's in trouble. He's in real trouble. Have you checked back at the apartment?
I just called. He's not there, but...
Oh, geez. He's over at Leanne's. Oh, why didn't I ask him where she lived? Why didn't I get her address?
Walker, listen.
We've got to find him.
You listen. He called the apartment. There's a message on our machine. He said he won't be around for a few days. He and Leanne are house-sitting her parents' place.
What? Where?
He just said somewhere in Scarborough.
It's got to be Hibble Street. Look up Hibble Street, for God's sake. That's the street Stewie said was on her ownership. She's his wife. That's what it is. That's where they're going.
Whose wife?
If they haven't moved, Harold Benbrook.
Well, why would she take him there, of all places? Okay, Hibble Street. It's not in Scarborough.
Of course not. Where is it?
Etobicoke.
Okay, I'm heading there. Give me directions. Then call Inspector Kiss and ask him to get Harold Benbrook's current address. And hurry. Stewie wouldn't know Scarborough from Etobicoke from Center Island, but there was only one Hibble Street, or Hibble anything, in the whole city, a residential street 3 blocks long off Bloor near Prince Edward Drive. It was 8:30 by the time I'd raced across town, got there, and no word yet from Inspector Kiss. The houses looked large and shadowy behind the streetlights. When I turned onto Hibble, they were a little more modest, except for a few newly built oversized monsters that took up every inch of their lots and towered over their neighbors. I knew Leanne, a.k.a. Justine Benbrook's car, was an Audi. Stewie made such a big deal out of it. I had 3 blocks to cruise, looking for, kind of praying for, her car. I didn't see it. Instead, about a block away, I saw Stewie coming out of one of those monster houses, trotting down the steps towards the sidewalk. I mean, I knew right away it was Stewie. He might have looked like Benbrook, but his walk, just the way he carried himself, it was Stewie all right. Oh, you stupid bugger, I thought. I'm so glad to see you. Then I thought, what's he wearing? He crossed the sidewalk and went around to the driver's side of the station wagon. He had on a kind of terry cloth bathrobe and slippers and a windbreaker thrown over his shoulders to keep off the chill. He opened up the door, got in. And then I knew. Oh, God, I knew. I started to blow my horn, raced towards him. Stewie, Stewie! People started to run out of their houses from all over the place, everyone crowding around, no one able to get to the station wagon, a mass of flames, and Stewie, like a dark shadow, inside, crumbling. And she, Justine, a raincoat wrapped around her, coming down the steps.
Oh, my God! Oh, no!
And she held her face in her hands and cried, and somebody came up and comforted her. The next time she looked up, she saw me, standing there, staring straight up at her, like an angel of death. I stared right at her, and she recognized me, and her face just fell apart.
You okay?
Yeah.
They said that you were in shock.
They gave me something.
Yeah? A walker.
I let him down. I let Stewie down. Inspector Kiss told me later. Harold Benbrook had said all along there was a contract out on his life, but the police had no proof of that and couldn't afford to give him protection forever. He and his wife decided to make a run for it, but before they could, she saw Stewie one day on the street, couldn't believe her eyes, and followed him into the library. And then she thought of a better plan. They started to leave one of their cars out in the street, like they were getting overconfident. And they videotaped it. One night, they caught the image of a man setting a bomb under the car. That's what they were waiting for. She invited Stewie to their place. They got into the hot tub. She gave him what was supposed to be her father's bathrobe and slippers and a windbreaker full of her husband's ID. And asked him if he would please go out and park her father's station wagon in the garage. They figured all they had to do was get rid of Stewie's clothes. She'd identify the body. And who in the city of 3 million would ever connect a missing guy from Big River with her husband's murder? Benbrook would lay low for a few months, the gang would have their revenge, and he'd be a free man. The two of them would disappear forever. Except, she never expected the body would be burned beyond recognition, so the police would order blood, dental, DNA tests. And especially, she never expected me to be standing there, on the street, Stewie's best friend. I should have known better. I was distracted. I was just married, and Stewie, he was my best man.